Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unbreakable, A Woman's Guide to Aging with Power by orthopedic surgeon Vonda Wright. MD reframes aging as a phase women can shape through evidence-informed choices rather than passive decline. Drawing on decades of work in sports medicine and human performance, Wright addresses a common gap in women's health guidance, how hormones, muscle, bone, and metabolism change from midlife onward, and what to do about it in practical terms. The book's core promise is not cosmetic youthfulness, but functional longevity, staying strong, mobile, resilient, and independent for decades. It speaks to women navigating perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause who want clear priorities amid conflicting wellness trends. Readers can expect a structured approach that emphasizes strength training, protein, recovery, and medical literacy, alongside mindset and lifestyle factors that support consistent habits. The overall tone is empowering and directive, aiming to replace fear of aging with a plan for building capacity and protecting health as the years advance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing aging as a performance journey. A central theme is the shift from viewing aging as inevitable breakdown to treating it as a performance problem with solvable inputs. Wright encourages readers to measure success by capability, walking fast, lifting, climbing stairs, playing with kids, traveling without pain, and maintaining balance and confidence. This framing matters because many women are taught to accept fatigue, weight gain, and loss of strength as normal, which can delay action until problems become harder to reverse. The book emphasizes that biology changes with age, but adaptation remains possible when training, nutrition, and recovery are aligned to midlife realities. It also highlights why women's experiences are distinct, with different injury patterns, different responses to stress, and a stronger need for muscle and bone protection after hormonal shifts. The practical takeaway is a mindset that prioritizes process over quick fixes, small repeated actions that build strength and preserve function. By tying motivation to future independence rather than short-term appearance goals, the approach helps readers sustain habits through busy seasons, setbacks, and changing life demands. Secondly, muscle as the cornerstone of longevity and independence. The book places skeletal muscle at the center of healthy aging because muscle supports metabolism, glucose control, posture, and joint stability. Wright argues that for many women, the key midlife threat is not simply weight gain, but loss of lean tissue and strength, which can accelerate frailty and chronic disease risk later. She pushes against the idea that cardio alone is enough, explaining why resistance training is the primary lever for maintaining power, protecting joints, and keeping everyday tasks easy. The guidance emphasizes progressive overload and consistency rather than punishing workouts, which is especially relevant for women managing stress, sleep disruption, or past injuries. Readers are encouraged to train with intention, choosing movements that build legs, hips, back, and core, because these areas drive mobility and fall prevention. The message also normalizes starting late, highlighting that strength can be built at any age when training is scaled appropriately. In addition, the topic connects muscle to confidence, since feeling physically capable often translates into greater willingness to try new activities, travel, and maintain an active social life. Thirdly, bone, joints, and injury resilience in midlife. Another major focus is preserving the musculoskeletal system that allows movement without chronic pain. Wright draws on orthopedic and sports medicine perspectives to explain how bone density, connective tissue quality, and joint mechanics can shift with age, especially around menopause. She underscores that bone is living tissue that responds to loading, making strength work, impact appropriate activity, and balance training important tools for prevention. Rather than treating aches as a sign to stop moving, the book promotes learning the difference between productive training stress and signals that require modification or medical evaluation. Attention is given to common problem areas for women such as hips, knees, and shoulders, and to the role of posture, glute strength, and core stability in distributing forces well. This topic also stresses smart progression, warm-ups, and recovery habits that reduce injury risk. The reader takeaway is a proactive maintenance mindset. Build a strong base before a crisis, address small issues early, and design training that keeps joints happy for the long haul. The benefit is not only fewer injuries, but also greater freedom to stay active as life evolves. Fourthly, fueling the body, protein, metabolic health, and body composition, Unbreakable emphasizes nutrition as a performance support system, not a restrictive cycle of dieting. Wright highlights how metabolism and appetite signals can change in midlife, making old strategies less effective and more stressful. The book's nutrition lens prioritizes adequate protein to preserve or rebuild lean mass, support recovery from training, and promote satiety. It links stable blood sugar and muscle maintenance to long-term health outcomes, positioning body composition as more informative than the scale alone. Readers are guided to think about meals in terms of targets and routines, with consistent protein distribution, nutrient-dense foods, and hydration as fundamentals. The approach also addresses the reality that many women under-eat protein and over-rely on low-calorie patterns that can backfire by reducing muscle. While not positioning itself as a fad diet manual, the book promotes aligning intake with training demands, stress levels, and sleep so that energy and mood improve alongside physical changes. The key outcome is a more sustainable relationship with food that supports strength, mobility, and confidence rather than short-term deprivation. Lastly, medical literacy and a personalized plan through hormonal transitions, Wright urges readers to become informed advocates for their health, especially during perimenopause and menopause, when symptoms and risks can be misunderstood or dismissed. The book highlights the value of understanding baseline health markers, asking better questions, and working with clinicians to evaluate options. It frames hormonal transitions as whole-body events that can affect sleep, mood, recovery, body composition, and injury risk, which in turn influence adherence to exercise and nutrition plans. Instead of one-size-fits-all prescriptions, the emphasis is on personalization, matching training intensity to recovery capacity, adjusting routines during high-stress periods, and building a plan that can be sustained for years. This topic also includes the idea of stacking fundamentals, movement, strength, protein, sleep, and stress management before chasing supplements or extreme protocols. The message is both empowering and practical. Women can reduce uncertainty by tracking symptoms, setting clear goals, and treating their health like a long-term project. The benefit is a clearer path through midlife changes, with fewer dead ends and more confidence in decisions. In conclusion, this book is best for women who want to age with strength and agency, especially those entering perimenopause, navigating menopause, or rebuilding health after years of prioritizing everyone else. It also fits active women who suspect their old routines are no longer working and beginners who want a clear starting point without being overwhelmed by fitness culture. The benefit to a reader's life is concrete, improved mobility, stronger muscles and bones, better resilience to injury, and a more stable foundation for energy and confidence. By centering functional longevity, the book encourages choices that protect independence later, making travel, work, caregiving, and hobbies easier rather than harder with time. Compared with many aging or wellness titles that lean heavily on inspiration or narrow diet prescriptions, Unbreakable stands out for its musculoskeletal focus and practical emphasis on strength training, protein, and medical literacy for women. It offers a cohesive framework that connects training, nutrition, recovery, and hormonal transitions into one strategy. For readers who want guidance that is motivating but grounded in clinical experience, it is a worthwhile buy and a useful reference to revisit as goals and seasons of life change. If you would like to support Vonda Wright MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.